You're listening to Fraser 365. I'm Will Adams, the minister of story here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. If you've been joining us the last few weeks, you know that we're in a special season we call In His Steps, and today we have a treat for you. Each day this week, our pastor emeritus, John Ed Matheson, is sharing a story from the past about a member who felt called to serve in a particularly impacting way in the Fraser family. We hope these stories serve as a challenge for you as you think about where you might serve Christ in new and creative ways. Here's John Ed.
Hi, I'm John Ed Matheson, and I'm grateful for this opportunity to share in these devotions and to share with you some people who in the past have done something significant in volunteering to serve, and how everybody serves, and all of a sudden, God's ministry goes out in a marvelous way. Let me always give you a quote to begin with, and I'm going to tell you about such a ministry. The quote is this: "The person who says it can't be done should never interrupt the one who is doing it." Now, a lot of times in the church, people will just say, "That can't be done, but somebody's doing it." And let me tell you about a great ministry that started. It was a grief support group, a grief crisis ministry. It's because one or two people said, "We need to have that. I want to do that. I want to participate." And these support groups started, and they multiplied, and people were served. Now, let me tell you about one specific person I encountered. He was a football player at St. James School. He became Mr. Football his senior year, K.J. Jackson. Threw for about 40-plus touchdowns. He was Mr. Everything. He went to Arkansas. Now, the reason I say that, he's probably going to be the starting quarterback when football begins in the next few weeks. Watch out for him. He's great. But then his mother and daddy saw me some time ago, and I was always a big fan of KJ, and they said, "We need to tell you something about KJ." Said several years ago, we had a son, and he was real small, and he developed a disease, and he died unexpectedly. They said we were distraught. We were heartbroken. Our world fell apart. We were wrapped up in him. And we just couldn't get over it till one day somebody said to us, "Hey, why don't y'all go over to that grief recovery group they have at Fraser? Why don't you go over that? The other people going through the same thing. And they're not folks who are off on a ledge somewhere. They've been where you are, and they can be of help." And they said, "John Ed, we went to your church." Now, this was an African-American couple. Some of their friends said, "You don't have any business going to a white church to get help." But you see, they knew that God had led them to this support group. And it was in this support group that they began to deal constructively with the problem that they were facing. And through the ministry of this church, through the ministry of a lot of lay folks who volunteered for the grief ministry, began to help them and put them on a solid ground. And they said to me, "John Ed, if it hadn't been for that support group, I don't know what we'd ever done." And said, we then said, "Why don't we have another son, or at least a child, and hopefully be a son?" And so they had KJ. He came as a result, indirectly, of the grief ministry of this church. And he became a great, great athlete, and is today. And that grief support group, I think there are two or three of them now. You see, they're all volunteers. But what an amazing ministry it's had here in Montgomery, in the state of Alabama, indirectly helped produce Mr. Football. And he's gone on, and those parents are now making a huge influence. Now, people will still tell them, "We didn't know you could do that. You can't do that." Hey, let me remind you, the person who says it can't be done should never interrupt the one who is doing it. Just do it the way God's asking you to do it and what he's asking you to do. And don't pay any attention to the naysayers who said it can't be done. Don't get interrupted by people who don't believe how great God is and how powerful he is. And you will experience that power when you lose yourself in serving him. And you can do that through this In His Steps serving.